This goes to Dr. Christopher Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, fax 989-583-1914. Regarding Emma, it's E-M-M-A Curtis, C-U-R-T-I-S-S. Date of birth, May 4th, 1939. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Curtis with diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. Her last visit was January 23rd of this year. She's been feeling well. Her weight is stable. No hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Ramipril 10 milligram daily in addition to other routine medications that are unchanged from her previous visit. Physical exam. Weight 228 pounds. Pulse is 60 and blood pressure 142 over 70. Neck is supple. There is no lymphadenopathy or jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular. Abdomen is soft, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done July 20th, 2023. Creatinine is stable at 0.74. Estimated GFR is greater than 60. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus is 3.6. Albumin 4.0. Calcium 8.5. Intact parathyroid hormone is 58.1, hemoglobin 12.0 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, diabetic nephropathy with preserved renal function, 2, hypertension near to goal. The patient will continue all of her routine medications. She will have lab studies done every 6 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.